California's prison population is consistently one of the largest in the country. It's no surprise that overcrowding is an issue. Courts ruled in 2009 that extreme overcrowding violates the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. A federal court gave California until 2016 to lower its prison population. This deadline has been extended several times. In November, voters will be asked whether to approve Prop 47, which, as Belinda Kai reports, could help reduce the prison population.
Proposition 47 would prevent many low-level offenders from being put behind bars. Nonprofit Community Coalition in South LA is a strong supporter of the initiative. Karen Lane is the organization's Prevention Network Director.
The initiative will actually help reform our criminal justice system by reclassifying six nonviolent, non-serious misdemeanors, including drug use as well as petty theft, from felonies or wobblers to misdemeanors.
This will affect about 10,000 inmates serving a sentence for any low-level offenses. This includes possession of drugs and shoplifting. Officials will conduct a thorough review of the inmate's criminal history and assess a prisoner's likelihood of reoffending before resentencing.
The savings from prison spending will be redirected. 65% will go to mental health and drug treatment. 25% will go to K-12 programs for at-risk youth. And the remaining 10% will go to services for victims of crime.
Freddie Torres, a youth organizer with Community Coalition, has been working to get Prop 47 passed.
And so I think it's really powerful work, and I think the youth really connect to it because they're very familiar with the school to prison pipeline and really putting an end to that. And so the youth feel that this is really a step closer to ending that cycle.
Lane says that the community will see immediate benefits if the proposition passes.
I think immediately what we will see, one, is folks who are currently home who have these convictions on their record, and right now they're felony convictions. This would make their records now reflect a misdemeanor, which will open up a lot of opportunities for a lot of families in our neighborhood, especially in South Los Angeles. Felony convictions create a barrier to employment opportunity, financial aid, housing opportunities. And so if folks can actually remove those felony convictions from their records, it will open up a lot of opportunities for folks to actually thrive in our neighborhoods and thrive in the state of California.
The measure is opposed by several district attorneys and law enforcement groups. They believe these crimes are not minor and that the initiative will release dangerous criminals onto the streets. Belinda Kai, Annenberg Radio News.